This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. When the storms within us rage, you are the light. You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Surprise, surprise, it's Landon, not Bob. Same thing. And Allen's an Allen. Listen to me. I do love you very much. I want you to listen close to this broadcast. We're going to go over some stuff that people need to know. We're going to talk about the kingdom of heaven. And I don't think that this message is getting preached. So I think what's happening is we seem to be in a situation in life that we think that we have to wait on God. Well, you know, God, I know God's going to do this for me. And when he's ready. And I just want to show you what Scripture says. Scripture says about the kingdom some very important thing. And here's the way I want to start this. I want you to think on these things. I want you to think on things change. Now, think about this with me. Things totally shift and totally change when the kingdom of God is present. I think we can all agree with that. When the kingdom of God is present or at hand, everything changes. Its rule, its realm, its majesty, its authority is so powerful that when the kingdom of God is present, everything has to succumb or bow to its presence because of its authority and its rulership. Does that make sense? I think we all agree on that now so far, right? Okay, we're still good? Listen to me. WCNO.com. I need you to call somebody. There's going to be some good stuff. People need to know this. I'm going to empower you in the kingdom. Not me. But I'm going to show you what Jesus said. He said, here's the formula for you to operate this. This is what I want you to do. And not only do I give you the command, I give you the promise, and I give you the authority, and I also promise that I'll back it. If you'll do your part, I'll do mine. This is one of those things. So you don't want to miss this. This is the thing you can, this is tangible. This is tangible Christianity. This is operating in faith. This is being a doer of the word, and it starts right now. If you've been doing it, great. Well, we're going to elevate you to another level. You're going to do it on a higher level, on a better characteristic, and with more authority than you ever have before. Again, good morning. My name is Landon. This is Lifeline Radio. We thank you for tuning in from the bottom of my heart. Call somebody, anybody, anywhere, and say, pull this thing up. It's WCNO.com. If you have a computer, pull it up right now, WCNO.com. Listen live. If you miss it, it's on demand. You can still go WCNO.com, go to the official site. Hey, you'll see a little calendar. Calendar pops up. Pick Saturday morning. Obviously, we're on Saturday morning. It's 8:30. It's called Lifeline. Pick it. Anyone. They've been on there for years. So, or call somebody and say, hey, tune in right now. 89.9 on your FM dial. Tune in. I got a feeling we're going to learn now some power from the kingdom that we just never seen with our eyes. Our eyes weren't open to this truth before. This guy says so. Let's check it out. You don't want to miss it. You want to be there for it. During the broadcast now, if there's a point where you want to accept Jesus or you need help, you feel like I just need to call there because I need to reach out. I need Christ to touch me today. I need this kingdom to operate in my life. 221-1100 is the local number to call. That's 221-1100. You may call. Or if you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. I will give you an email at the end so you can contact us for free counsel. Awesome godly counsel. All right. Listen to me. Things change. We're going to shift gears quickly. Get your Bible, get your pen, get your tablet, get whatever you have to get your scripture open and get yourself to Matthew. Get over to Matthew. We're going to be flipping through Matthew today. Get your coffee, whatever you got to do. Things change. Things totally change. The atmosphere totally shifts when the kingdom of God is present, when it presents itself. What does the Bible mean when it says kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God? Because we always hear this. We hear the Bible saying the kingdom of God. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What was he telling them? What is the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God? When the Bible says kingdom of God, when it says kingdom of God, it is referring to the royalty of God's expansion, the rulership of God or of heaven, and the realm, I can't stress that enough, of heaven. When royalty shows up, And follow me on this. Please, please shut everything down in your house and open your mind, open your spirit. Matter of fact, let's just go to prayer so your heart can be penetrated this morning. We can shut our flesh down and enter in the spirit. Jesus said, the time is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship me, praise me, and honor me in spirit and truth. Let's shut our flesh down and submit to our spirit this morning. Let's submit to the spirit of God that's in us. If you don't have the spirit of God in you, I recommend you call here at 221-1100 or 888-221-8990 and say, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to make sure, Landon. I'm not sure I accepted Jesus, but I don't know if I have the Holy. I want the Holy Spirit. And we'll pray that and have the Father send. Jesus said, I promise you, it's the promise of the Father that I will send the Comforter to you and he will abide with you forever, Jesus said in the book of John. So he's trying to give you. He wants to give you. It's his desire. It's the will. All you're doing is calling and saying, hey, you know God's will, what he wants for me, what he promised for me, and his desire for me, I want to accept that. I want to accept the offer that he's trying to give me that I have not accepted all this time. You're not asking for some record. All you're doing is asking, thank you, Lord. I'm finally going to accept that precious, awesome offer that you've had on the table all this time, and I just have not been humble enough or loving enough or caring enough to want to accept it, but I want to accept it now. So if that's you, you're welcome to call and do that. All right? When royalty shows up, remember we're talking about this is the royalty, the rule, and the realm of that kingdom of heaven. When royalty shows up, everything bows to it. When royalty presents itself on the scene, everything humbles to the presence of the royalty. You got me? So when the kingdom of heaven, when the royalty of that realm, remember when you're in a realm, when the realm and the presence all of a sudden totally saturates the atmosphere, everything bows in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. Please pay attention. You have to catch this to understand at the end that you've been given the authority to operate in this kingdom. Follow me here. What it is essentially saying is the royalty, rule, and realm of heaven, and this is what Jesus said. This was Jesus' message, is at hand. At hand means it is to make near. So he's saying, look, this royalty and this rule and this realm, and we're talking about, remember, the subject is of heaven. This is the rulership of heaven's kingdom is at your hand, he says. I've made it, I've presented it to you. It is approachable. This is something you can approach. He said, it is at hand, meaning to make near, or that is to approach. Now approach means something's there for me. There's a tangible subject. Right? There's faith is the substance, it says, of the things hoped for, the tangible subject, and the evidence. Evidence is definitely a tangible subject of what I can't see. I can't see this evidence, but if I'll approach this evidence by faith, and if I'll come after this kingdom by faith, he says it's at hand, it's approachable. That means it's there, there's a substance there that in the natural you're not aware of because no one's teaching you this stuff. Now in the spirit, you got to open up your eyes and say, wait a minute. Jesus did say, repent, repent. He said, think differently now. Repent means think differently. Landon's trying to get you here. Listen to him. He's speaking on my behalf. I'm speaking on the behalf of Jesus Christ. This is not what I think. This is what the scripture says. Repent. Think differently. Realize that he's telling you there's a kingdom. Heaven is at hand for you. There's an expansion, a vast majority of power available, a rulership, a realm, and a reign of heavenly host available to you. Now he says, listen, it's near to you. Come approach it. Come and get it. What happens when the kingdom of God presents itself? It aligns everything around it into its likeness. Listen to me close. When the kingdom of heaven presents itself, when the royalty, the realm, and the reigning of heaven come down upon a scene, it aligns everything around it into its likeness. Whew, man, if I had a something, I'd be trying to get in this kingdom. I'd say, give me that. I want that. I want to get over there. Let me get in that kingdom right there. I need a healing this morning. The Bible says that Jesus, in Matthew 4:17, began to preach at this time. And this was his message. Here's our Messiah's message. The chosen one, the Savior of the world, Emmanuel, God with us. Okay, this is the Godhead, the God-man. We know well who Jesus is. Listen, this was Jesus' message. He says, repent. First words, repent. I know you've been taught this way, but listen to me. Change your thinking. That's what that means, to do a 180. It means to think differently. He said, I need you to think differently for a moment. I'm asking you this morning, I need you to stop thinking what the world has trained you to think and think differently with me for a moment. And this is Jesus's request. I'm not asking. He said, repent, think differently for the kingdom of heaven. The power of my royalty rule in the realm of heaven is at hand. What he was saying is the world has taught us what you can see is what you get. What you see is what you get. He says this. If you believe that lie, then you'll never apply Matthew 6:33. Now, we don't want to believe what we've been taught or what the fables are or the rhymes or the riddles are. We want to apply and speak out of our mouth what the scripture says. The scriptures, the Bible, is the truth. So when you have the truth here at your fingertips, when the kingdom of heaven presents itself with truth, what does that mean? That means whatever else exists, this is the highest order or ranking of truth. So if I have something existing already, say I had a head cold. We'll just take something simple. Say I had a head cold, right? Well, here's the thing. If I get in the scripture and I look at, here, let's just flip there real quick. This is off the beaten path. Let's go to, let's go to Psalm 103. Let's go to Psalm 103. I love this thing. He says, bless the Lord. This is David. Now, this is a man, you can tell by the way he talks. You can tell by the way someone talks whether they know God or not. I've had many people say, oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Next thing you know, they're effing and D-ing and woo, man, what? Woo, hey, hey, whoa. You don't know Jesus. If you'd never talk like that in front of him, if he was present with you, if he was abiding with you, if you were conscious of the kingdom of heaven in your daily walk, you could use this authority in your daily walk. You could defeat the enemy at the things he brings at you because you're operating in a different level. You're thinking differently. Remember that? David got it. Listen to how David talks. He says, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not his benefits now. David said, don't forget these benefits. What are they? Who forgiveth, ETH, continually forgives, constantly forgiving all the time, all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. How many of your diseases does he heal? All of them, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Let me repeat this again from Psalm 103, verse 3. It is from the scripture. It is the truth. I recite the word of God because this word of God has the power and authority over all other things. You have to know that. You have to understand that. Now listen, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Wait a minute. I had a disease. It was destroying me. But the Bible just said, he redeems me from that destruction and crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now, ready? You're going to make it happen by your mouth. Proverbs 18:23, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the next verse says, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Wait a minute, Landon. So you're trying to tell me that if I get into the scripture and I find what it says, and it says right here, who forgives all my iniquities, who healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth my life from destruction and crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy. If I'll take my mouth, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Verse 5, who satisfieth, he continues to satisfy. This is why I like King James. The ETH shows you continual action. I love its presence. It says right here, who satisfieth, he's continually satisfying your mouth with good things because you're getting it from the scripture and you're reciting it through your lips. And he says, these things now, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that, you see that? In verse 5, it says, so that. It means, here's why I put the scriptures in your mouth and satisfy your mouth with the good news and good things from the kingdom so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What are you waiting on? This is what the scripture says. Come and get it. Tell God, Lord, I see it. Say it out of your mouth. Take authority over this. Let's move on. I want to get you to the end of this teaching so you can see that he ordained you for this. You think, oh, Landon's just talking that stuff. You got to see it from the book itself. Forget about what I say. Look at it in the scripture. 2211100. It's not too late to meet God. It's not too late to call here for the Holy Ghost. Say, I need the Holy Spirit in my life, Landon. Boy, I need a refreshing right now. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. He says, Jesus says, seek ye first this kingdom. Why would he tell us that? Because he knows if you get the kingdom's presence, if you get the ruling the realm and the atmosphere of heaven, excuse me, the royalty in your presence, around you on every side, engulfing you, encompassing you, engrafting you to move forward in the direction the kingdom takes you, what can touch you then? Seek the kingdom first, he said, and his righteousness. That's another word for justification. So all you do is ask. Remember, he said he forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Forgives all your iniquities, heals all your diseases. Lord Jesus, thank you. I invite you in my life. I surrender my life to you right now. I give my heart to you right now. Say it. I give my heart to you right now. I'm done being me. I'm done being the God of my own world. I submit and I surrender and I succumb to you right now, Jesus. You come in. You take the throne of my heart. You control my thoughts. I submit my mind to you. I submit my body to you. I submit my anything. If you have a disease, if you have a thing, say it. I submit my diabetes to you. Tell him. I submit my MS to you. Tell him. I submit it to you. You said that you forgive every iniquity I've ever done. Thought, said, gotten involved with, near, or anything else, had any association with, and you heal all my diseases. I need you in my life. I need to accept you 100% as my Savior, and I want you to rule and reign over me right now from this day forward in the name of Jesus, by the power of God. Thank you. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, if you're going to come in and live in my throne of my heart, if Jesus, if you're going to be in my life and in my body and I'm going to submit to you, fill me with your Spirit, because I need to be led by the Spirit. According to Scripture, the Bible, the book of the truth says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons, and it means children, kinship, if you look it up, of God. So fill me with your Spirit that I may be led by your Spirit. And then it says all these things, at that point, all these things will be given unto you. Oh, what? Wait a minute. I thought I had to wait. I thought, well, in God's time, because I need to, Landon, I need to, but, you know, I don't know if he's going to. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He's going to justify you instantly. Justified, justified. God is not bound by time. We are in our naturally trained minds. We were trained by time. God is not trained by time. He's above time. Time does not rock God's world. It doesn't operate. He doesn't operate in time. He operates in now. He gives instantly. And all these things shall be added unto you. He just said right then. He doesn't say a year from now, 10 years from now, you better wait, you better toil, you better this, you had to toil in the Old Testament. Jesus, listen, in the New Testament it says, to get into the Holy of Holies, I have torn in the veil or the curtain in half. You can come in any time and get what you need. Come in any time. What things? All the things have been justified by God and freely given to you. What's it say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his characteristic. Every characteristic of heaven shall be freely given to you. Seek ye first that kingdom now. Say, Lord, let me get in your ruling. Let me get in your realm. Let me get in your reign. Let me get in your presence. Surround me. I need to get into your kingdom. I've been living in this kingdom, and this kingdom has given me depression. This kingdom has given me divorce. This kingdom has given me turmoil. This kingdom has given me discomfort. This kingdom has given me diseases. This kingdom has got my household in disarray. That's what this kingdom has handed me. Now, I need the kingdom of heaven's presence. I need the heavenly host who you say have my back. I'm surrounded by a host of angelic angels that are sent by you to be a hedge of protection as I walk this Christian walk. I need that heavenly host presence. I need to know it, Lord. Open my eyes to your truth. I will seek your face. I'll spend time in your Scripture, and I don't want to think it anymore. Jesus said, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to your stature? How do we think that by thinking, excuse me, how do we think that by thinking, by reasoning, dwelling, we can figure it out? You reason and you dwell the Scripture because you're waiting for the Holy Spirit to explain it to you. He's the one. He was sent to give you the interpretation. You're waiting on the revelation, what you're doing. You only labor on a verse and sit there waiting on him to reveal it to you. When the scales fall off the eyes and the Spirit reveals the truth to you, now you shall know the truth, as Jesus said. 100% you'll be confident that what he just showed you, when the Spirit shows it to you, you know it's true. There's some kind of level of confidence that I can't explain until you experience this. You'll know it's true, and Jesus said at that point you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's why that verse hasn't worked in a lot of your lives. That's why you know the truth, but the truth hasn't made you free yet, because you don't know it. You've read it enough to know about it. You've heard it taught in church enough that you think you know it. But unless you labor on that verse and labor on that verse and labor on that verse and say, God, reveal it to me. By the Spirit, I request the clarity. I need the revelation. Tell me what this verse means for me. And God will take the lid off. This is what the book of Revelation, this is what revelation means. He'll take that lid off and show it to you. Boy, the minute he does that, the eyes of your understanding get enlightened, and now you may know what is his good pleasure. What's the good pleasure of the Father? He'll reveal it to you. That's what he wants to do to you. Remember, Jesus told us, think differently. Repent. Repent, he said, think differently. Then he said, seek the kingdom. Worship and desire first, the royalty, the rule, and the realm of the kingdom, and all these things shall be added to you. We long for what we see. If we would long for what we can't see, he will add to you what you can see. Excuse me. I should have drank more water before I came. I drank too much coffee. Listen, if we long for what we can't see, he will add to you what you can see. Faith is what? What? Faith is what? He says the evidence of what you cannot see. Evidence is concrete. So Jesus said in Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Father. This is his prayer to the Father now, on earth as it is in heaven. I think you need to pray that today. Lord, your kingdom come to me, please. Please saturate me with your presence, with your rule, with your realm. Jesus said over in Matthew 6:13, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. He's talking to the Father and he says, yours is the rule, Father. Yours is the realm and the miraculous power and the praise. That's what that means. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and glory forever means yours is the rule and realm and miraculous power, and all the praise goes to you. Now listen to me. Let's flip real quick to Matthew 9:35. I just got a few minutes left. I got to show you something real quick. This is the crux of this whole thing. Pay close attention. I got to move fast. The good news of this kingdom is that it heals every sickness and every disease. 9:35 of Matthew, Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching, teaching, teaching. This is why I'm showing you. If you can get this taught where you can see it and the scales of your eyes will fall off to the revelation of the truth, you can get it manifest. He went about teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus himself was preaching this good news, this same good news I'm trying to give you. There's good news in the kingdom. God wants to heal you in this kingdom. There's a rule and a royalty that everything else has to bow to. Okay, Landon, I hear you. How do you make that happen? All right, Jesus went about teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. The good news of the kingdom is this. It heals every sickness. That's what it said. How many? Yeah, but you don't understand my sickness, Landon. You don't know what I've been through, Landon. Well, the Bible says, I'm just telling you what the truth says. Is the Bible the truth or not? If Jesus said it, can you count on it? Did the cross pay the price? Was the blood enough? Was the spotless lamb's blood the all-powerful, ever-cleansing salvation flow of the heavenly wine unto you and I to partake of, to drink of, to get all of our sins washed away and to heal every disease or not? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Do I believe it or do I just fake it because I want to seem like I'm in the clique? Do I believe it? The good news of the kingdom is that it heals every sickness and every disease. Is there sickness and disease in heaven, I ask you? Certainly not. So when that presence, when that rule, that realm, and that royalty come down and present itself, there's no sickness left. It can't remain. The royalty has shown its head. The headship has shown up on the scene, and everything has to bow. I'm sorry, guys. Listen. And the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, is at hand. Okay. Listen to this. Yeah, but that was Jesus, you're going to tell me. He healed everybody because he was Jesus. Don't turn God away. Don't turn God away. Listen, Jesus said in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you serious, Landon? Did he actually say that? John 14:12, Jesus said, if you believe on me, the very works that I do, you will do also. Now, change your thinking and desire his ruling, because listen, here's the power. I'm about to hand you the power from the kingdom of heaven. He rules in righteousness and truth. And you're going to rule today in righteousness and truth also. How does he rule? By decreeing a matter. Does he not? When Jesus needs something done, when he cursed that fig tree, he looked at that fig tree. He said, listen, figs will no longer shall fruit grow on you from this day forward. He decreed the matter. He spoke it. He spoke it. He opened his mouth and decreed the matter. Remember over in Psalms 103? You got to open your mouth. He said, I will put good things in your mouth. In other words, the scripture. He puts good things in your mouth. The verses of scripture, the promises, the truth that you have, the power by the word he puts in your mouth by decreeing a matter. Now, Jesus now tells us, check this out. Jesus now tells us, he says this, Matthew 16:19, here's the crux of the whole thing. Go there with me real quick. Matthew 16:19, which I'm trying to find, where is it, man? He says, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth, I will loose in heaven. I got two questions for you before I sign off. Who did he give the keys to? I will give unto thee, unto you and I, the keys to the kingdom of heaven. What's that key do? It turns it sideways, man. It turns it sideways. If the devil's coming at you, you can flip that joker on his side. You're in power. You're in authority. Now you have the key to unlock, to put in the mysteries, to put in the power, the things that are locked up that we don't know about in the natural. Once you come on over in the spiritual, he says, Jesus, now this is words in red. Jesus said in 16:19 of Matthew, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you open your mouth and bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. I'll back you. If you got the nerve to decree it based on my word, I will honor my word. It will not return void. I back what? My word. And whatsoever you loose on earth, I'll loose it in heaven. He promised you. Now open your mouth and bind that junk. Open your mouth and loose that thing. If I had a kid out there running on dope, I would open my mouth and say, Lord, I bind that boy right now in the name of Jesus. I bind him. I tie him up. He's running them streets every night. I put a stop to it in the name of Jesus. Bind it. Based on Matthew 16:19, open your mouth, get to know these scriptures. He puts good news on your tongue. You have to decree it. He backed it. He told you I'll back it. He gave you the authority and just showed it to you in scripture. I love you. Listen to me. If you need help or need counsel with this, email me. It's radio1603@gmail.com. Radio1603@gmail.com. Email me at radio1603@gmail.com. It's free Christian counsel. I'll give it to you from the scripture. You won't hear what I think. You won't hear what my dad thinks. We'll say, well, this scripture says this. This scripture says this. If you have that problem, go over here to this book and look up that verse. We're going to show you what the truth says about it. When you have a problem, find out what the truth says and put the truth on it. The truth is the word of God. Support this ministry. Send anything. Send your offerings, send your gifts, send your tithes, send your money, send your love. If you feel like, hey, I want these guys to stay on the air, send support. Support is what it takes to keep this thing going. It's Lifeline Box 1603. Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Again, your love offering, your gift, anything you can send keeps us on the air. That's what keeps us on the air, is your gifts. It's Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. If you want a copy of the CD or anything like that, just hit me up at that email, radio1603@gmail.com. I'll send it to you free. If you'll email me at radio1603@gmail.com and say, wait a minute, I need that CD. You went too fast. I didn't get it all, but I see how it worked. I got in there. I get to know the scriptures. I got the promises. God gave me the key. He ordained it. He backed it. He said, if I'll bind it, he'll bind it. If I'll decree it out of my mouth and loose it, he'll loose it. All right, I need to walk through this again, Landon, because I need some stuff changed in my life, man. I need the kingdom of heaven present. It's radio1603@gmail.com. Send your gift to Lifeline 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Call here for Jesus right now, 221-1100, 888-221-8990. I love you. This is Landon for Lifeline, signing off. I'll see you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. Support this ministry. Please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.